Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Today we're talking to Jim Griffiths, who is Head of Information Security at Kier Group. So welcome, Jim. Perhaps you could start by introducing us to Kier Group, and for those who don't know, just give us some background about what the company does.
Sure. Kier Group PLC is a construction company at heart, concentrated on critical infrastructure projects, and in 2015 undertook a strategic business review to align to a five-year plan to move out of FTSE 250 territory and into FTSE 100. And that plan is known as Vision 2020. We currently badge ourselves as buildings, infrastructure and housing across the UK, Middle East and Australia, and currently employ around 23,000 personnel.
So you mentioned your plan, which is known as Vision 2020. Can you tell us a bit more about that? Why did you have a need for a plan? What was your vision?
The 2015 review largely identified a business that had grown through acquisition. So we had lots of different systems, lots of different ways of working, 9 data centres, that kind of thing. And in simplifying and standardising, we wanted a platform that was secure by design, but capable of being used by anybody anywhere with any device, really. So of the 23,000 employees that we have directly employed today, probably 20,000 of those are remote workers. They work away from head office and hub environments. They work in the field. And to try and bring everybody back to the hub that was Kier was largely disabling. You know, it's imperative that we give the workers the tools to do the job. And for a good number of years now, the demand has been we want just to access our Kier information with whatever device we've got to hand.
And that sounds like a very logical requirement for a company of your size and complexity and geographical spread. So what was your approach or what was your chosen solution?
I was invited down to Paddington to have a look at this this new platform opportunity with Microsoft. The more I saw, the more I liked. I really did. And the bit I really, really liked is that the Microsoft team went to work in one of our utilities divisions to really understand what the user requirements were and to make things better, more digital, more shareable, more collaborative. And when we came to do the analysis, Microsoft E5 365 platform was absolutely the right fit for Kier. Therefore, at the point of refresh back in January, we elected to migrate to that platform and saw some immediate rewards.
Okay, so what sort of immediate rewards? Can you give any specific examples?
What does that mean in real terms? Any device anywhere, it means fewer service interruptions, less waiting time for new equipment to arrive and be configured, the ability for people to work in a workflow that's comfortable for them and not necessarily be constrained by the more traditional models that businesses try to impose and therefore disincentivise people. So I guess a good all-round user experience across a multitude of devices, strengthening security, removing risk, controlling costs, what can I say?
And that sounds like a very impressive list of improvements, but this was a significant investment for Kier, not only financially, but also in terms of your strategy. There's an opportunity cost of doing this as opposed to something else. So as well as delivering general benefits throughout the organisation, was there anything that contributed to a transformation within the organisation?
The biggest benefit I got was visibility, that ability to see what we have, what's happening with it. It just gave me something that I'd not previously had. And I think it's fair to say that the team were faced with a deluge of information that was previously unknown to us, but in a good way. So, you know, immediately we found compromised credentials that were being used by attempted intrusions from as far as Russia to Brazil to Mexico to China. Clearly, we don't operate in those markets, and the team were able to react really, really quickly to head off the intrusions, the attempts. And in the first month alone, we stopped in excess of 90,000 intrusion attempts to the Kier networks.
And that's a pretty huge number. And it's sort of alarming to think that you weren't aware of the scale of attack that you were under. So did that then prompt you to think about security in a wider or a deeper way? Did it actually change your focus on security? Or did it deepen or perhaps broaden the security measures you felt you ought to take?
Yeah, so some of the early quick wins was to complement the existing Office 365 platform that had been rolled out and is due to complete this month, actually. We migrated all of our email traffic through Exchange Online Protection, tied it in with advanced threat protection to enable us to better spot threats to the business. Common threats include phishing emails and the ability to harvest credentials. And simply taking the multiple estates that we still had through acquisition and being able to route them through one platform for security meant that my guys were analysing one platform. So we were able to roll out privileged access management. We were able to roll out advanced threat protection. We were able to enable Exchange Online Protection to secure our email better than our previous incumbents. But by far the most significant capability we've seen is multi-factor authentication, which really takes the phishing threat of compromised accounts and takes the problem away because, of course, the attacker doesn't have the multi-factor authentication tools.
And there is a huge market of enterprise-level security solutions from various global brand technology companies. So why Microsoft?
Secure by design, what's not to like? Microsoft clearly understands security. They've built it into the operating system. They've put a wrap around it with some of the capabilities now being visible through the E5 platform. And they've marketed it in a way that really does add value to a business. They were giving me a very, very strong platform that was encrypted at heart on the endpoint user systems. They give me the chance to take some principal risks out of the business. So refresh desktops, refresh the server estates, tie it all into one package that give me a single pane of glass from a security perspective across the estate. It gave me an opportunity to move away from a suboptimal inherited estate to something that truly was supportive of the strategy, and supportive of the forward vision, and give me a powerful, powerful platform to enable users and to give my team the ability to combat cyber threats.
So in terms of upskilling your own team to protect yourself against cyber threats, can you give us any examples of where your team have had to overcome a specific cyber threat and overcome it in a way that you wouldn't have been able to do previously?
We had an incident back in April and May, a little bit of a phishing run hit the organisation. But it wasn't just ourselves at Kier, it was the entire construction sector in the UK. We spotted it. The tooling allowed us to spot it. And interrogating the E5 platform, we established a good number of accounts that had been potentially compromised. We were able to reach out and contact those individuals and respond really, really quickly, reducing the risk. But one of the things one of my analysts spotted was it would be really great if the Microsoft Office platform, Office 365 and Outlook specifically, had a capability that could alert us if an auto forward had been put on. The attack methodology is such that when an attacker compromises an account, they want to stop your messages getting to you and use it for their own purposes. The analyst that my chat was talking to said, "I'm afraid there's nothing there, but leave it with me." He came into work the next morning, and my analyst phoned me up and he said, "Have you spoken to Microsoft about this?" "No, not yet." "Why?" "Well, overnight, this rule that didn't exist yesterday has been created, dropped in, and I've just resolved all of the auto forwards that were victim to this campaign." What a response. When I talk about Microsoft being part of the team, what better value to add than to understand the problem, arrive at a conclusion, do something about it, and then just drop it into the stack and better secure Kier.
So given that cyber threats are constantly evolving, how well protected do you feel? How confident do you feel that you'd be able to preempt and also react to significant cyber threats?
I'm certainly more positive around our security posture, as are my stakeholders, my board, my investors, my suppliers, my clients. And what does that mean from what we had before? Well, before we didn't know what we didn't know, and now we do and can do something about it. So from that perspective, very, very positive. Clearly, the cyber threat is very real and isn't going away. And given the demographic of the organisation, do face, common threats from hacktivists, cyber criminals, even some nation state level events, no doubt, in our critical national infrastructure projects. But fundamentally, I and my stakeholders are far more comfortable. We've got the trust of our clients, customer satisfaction is really high. A lot of the highly regulated environments that are looking for additional security needs have had those met at the IT platform level and with the security plan in mind.
And as well as helping you to react to and respond to cyber attacks once they've happened, how does the Microsoft implementation help you to prepare and step up to your security responsibilities, both internally at Kier Group and also externally?
So the inescapable advantage in a highly regulated European operating environment is the advent of general data protection regulations, GDPR. The real-term risk that GDPR presents to Kier is measured in the hundreds of millions of pounds. What the Microsoft 365 platform has enabled me to do is to spot which business units are sharing personal data, for what reasons. I can then assess, and we can actually enable data loss prevention and rights management solutions to better control those operating environments to ensure we stay compliant and harness GDPR for a positive reason rather than a regulatory penalty.
It's always a good thing to have good rigour and discipline. Both it's reassuring for your customers and for those within Kier. Thinking more generally, how has the Microsoft implementation changed your business model and the way that Kier Group operates?
So the projects are capable of delivering on time. Every time they're using common tools that the client's already on. In some environments, they are accredited systems as well. It allows us to work in a much, much more safe and secure environment. Giving people a standardised, secure by design platform that they can trust allows them to be a bit more innovative on how we use new and evolving technologies such as drones and automated cars.
That's very exciting, especially when you're looking ahead and thinking about the next opportunities and the next innovations that you can capitalise on. But bringing it back to the present day, what's the response been like or the reaction to the Microsoft implementation for people on the ground? How has it changed their day-to-day lives?
We received some really, really good feedback a couple of weeks ago from an engineer out on site, actually. His laptop had failed. You know, what was he going to do? Does he need to come back to the office, order new kit, wait for it to arrive, configure and then remobilise? No, he quite simply picked up his personal IT system, he logged in with his Kier credentials, he got access to his Kier data and lost no interruption to what he was doing on that particular day. And it goes to serve the maxim that we are enabling the business.
So Kier Group is not a technology company per se, but you're finding that the more you infuse this new technology throughout the company and enable your people generally, not just your tech people, the benefits are manifesting quite tangibly. So how has your journey gone in terms of blending technology with other parts of the business? Is that something that perhaps Microsoft have helped you to do?
It was a multifaceted team from Microsoft. We had the account management team, the business development teams, we had the strategists, we had the technologists involved as well. So we've now got access to the product user groups and the premier support options with Microsoft as well that mean they're part of my team. They might not report directly to me, but they're very much a valued part of the team.
So we started this podcast by talking about Vision 2020 and the journey that Kier is on and is still on. Looking to the future, do you feel that this has been the right thing to do? Has this contributed to your success? Does this set you up well for the future? How do you feel about the future?
We've done the right thing. We're a team here at Kier, and we certainly had a team that was involved in arriving at the decision to invest in Microsoft. But I'm confident that that decision was the right one. I'm confident that we've now got better tooling than we had before. I'm confident that we're more secure than we ever have been as an organisation. And of course, we reap the benefits back into the business. Microsoft 365 just works.
And you can't really ask for much more than that, given that you have a specific vision, you identified a need and you adopted a certain approach and found a technology solution to support that. You took a very clear decision on how you were going to respond to that need. And it sounds like it's going really well. So thank you so much for sharing your experience and your journey, and we wish you well with the continuation of it. To our listeners, that was Jim Griffiths, Head of Information Security at Kier Group. Thank you also for your time for listening. We hope you'll join us again.